Rangers Rambles.
And we are live. Welcome to the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast, where I can basically go off and make mistakes on hosting this, which is why it's gone and started this late. Other than that, I'm Jolt, the chief host of the podcast, and I'm joined today by one returning face, Noble.
Yo.
And with me, I've got two first timers on the podcast. So, one at a time, just introduce yourself a bit kind of formally and tell us an interesting fact about yourself. Red, you got to start?
Hi, my name is Red Kabuki. I made the theme song. That's all you got to know.
Now, Felix, it's your turn.
Hi, I'm Felix, and I've been a Raider for a couple months now, and I am also Otherkin.
All right. That's a nice way to start it off. Let's begin by, before we start the show formally, I'm going to begin by shilling two things first. Number one, the Furry Raiders podcast has found itself a new home on Podbean and iTunes. You can go there, download whatever episode you've missed, take it on the go with you, and basically stream it on demand. Same deal too with iTunes if you just want to avoid our YouTube or just miss it live. And surely number two, personal request, is a comic by Bradley Doran. Now, I mean, I know many of us have commissioned up him for great results, but I mean, he specially requested that his comic basically be promoted here. You can find him at Nathan123QWE.deviantart.com. Now that that's out of the way.
He likes lizard people.
Yeah. No more shilling. That's the last of it. Let's kind of start with the topics here. Unless you want to shill for your music, Red?
Nah, I think I'm good. I don't want to be a good old Shill O'Reilly, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't think of a good pun.
Yeah. All right, so let's start with a simple topic on Far Cry 5, because that has caused a firestorm of epic proportions.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
PETA,
okay. I heard that. PETA was very upset with the treatment of animals in the game, but apparently fishes were okay. Like, apparently you can fish just fine, but... You shoot bears that try to kill you. That's a no-go.
Like,
I think it was the fish that they were explaining was actually the worst one that they found the most offensive. Because I just read over that.
I think this is near and dear to me because this is their German department. Being from Germany myself, I thought to myself, "Wow, this is really happening, huh? This is the country I live in. This is happening."
Yeah, I mean, the only other country I'd have expected the other PETA branch would have been in, one in a liberal state or one in the United Kingdom.
I'm just floored, you know. It's a fucking video game.
Like, I mean, fishes. Can you humanize a fish other than, you know, needing the furry fandom?
And I mean, you know, there are no fish sonas except for sharks, which are everywhere. But I mean, have you ever seen like a beluga whale furry?
No. Rare species are just that for a reason.
It's because fish are icky.
Yeah. I mean, in that sense, like, when you really skimmed over it too, didn't PETA also complain, like, that bears, I think, and that they're the I think they're the type that would really like say it's noble to be hunted down by a bear and be eat and be fed to them if it, you know, sates their hunger.
You should be honored, right? That you are about to die.
What's that word I'm looking for? Hint, it starts with a V.
Valentine's Viagra. Day.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, literally in that sense too, like when you really think about it, like fish intelligence tests.
Yeah, no, not that there I mean you couldn't trust a fish to remember what the color blue is for more than a few seconds.
You know something? Hmm? I think maybe we could probably treat Peter like games journalist and maybe, you know, who would win? Like a moron journalist or an animal doing an intelligence test?
I'm pretty sure they would perform exactly the same.
Actually, no. I mean, remember how in Cuphead, a games journalist was beaten by a pigeon taking an intelligence test?
Well, I know for a fact that ravens and crows are a lot smarter than fucking PETA.
Lots an understatement, don't you think?
Okay, ravens and crows are smarter than your average man, so...
Okay, yeah.
Not really a fair contest. Seriously, they have problem-solving skills that I do not possess.
Noble?
Yeah?
Any comment?
Honestly, when it comes to PETA... there's no real way to discuss it. They're just nut jobs. That's how I've seen them, I'm afraid.
Yeah, their psych is totally in another field.
Well, no, it's basically, how to put it. You can present them with actual logic. It could turn around and bite them in the ass, but that will still not convince them of anything.
No, I'll go one further. You can show them the effect in real time of their stupidity, and they will still be adamant.
They'll be proud of it.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, we'll move on to the next item of controversy Far Cry 5 caused. And that's basically how game journalists have complained that there are too many black people in the game.
I'm sorry, isn't that something they're supposed to be proud of?
I mean, they've always wanted to bring black people into real-world Montana.
Wait. First they said there's too little black people in games, now they're saying there's too many?
Yeah, just in Far Cry 5.
What the fuck? Okay, hang on. How do you create an anti-problem? Is that what I'm seeing here?
It's half complaining for the sake of complaining.
I think a noble man known as Mark Meekin said it best. You could be displaying their message on the moon 24 hours a day with loudspeakers attached to every street corner, and they still would think you're not doing enough.
Yeah,
it is that bonkers. I'll give
you guys the article that they complained about where there's too many black people, so you can kind of, you know, cut through and briefly read.
Oh, thanks for it.
If freaking screen share worked, then it doesn't.
Can I just fucking quote this title? Wait, why are there so many black people in Far Cry 5?
It's written by a black person too, no less.
Vice.
No. If this was written by a white person, good night, my sides.
And then it's on the Vice as well. What is going on?
Vice? What do you expect?
I don't know. I didn't expect my sides to explode like this.
Yeah. Like, and now they complain, you know, I mean, Montana is very, very big, majority white. And this happens. They want to make it a bit less white. And now they should be happy instead of freaking complaining.
I'm surprised they didn't complain about, you know, the your all your allies and friends being good, God-fearing conservative Americans.
Yeah, I mean, Montana is majority Republican too.
Yeah, and this game doesn't paint them in a bad light, and I'm surprised they didn't complain about that.
Oh yeah, not to mention too, like literally, it's almost as if they want a justification of why there's so many blacks in Montana, they got to justify, you know, why are we bringing more blacks into freaking Montana?
Yeah. There's just no winning.
You don't. Like, I mean, here's what... anything to say?
This is just outrageous.
Like here's what I think it boils down to. Like, these idiots were greatly hoping for a white person killing simulator.
Yeah, that's... I mean, you know. If you want yourself a white trash killing simulator, you can just play Postal.
Postal, that takes me back.
Oh yeah, that's memories, isn't it?
Sick. Sorry, but not in the good way, but that game was just horribly sick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, was the movie.
Wonderful times. Wonderful times. Yeah. Back when the video game controversy was just getting started.
I know. I
can't believe that game was denied classification and made illegal to own in Australia.
New Zealand has it worse.
That's amazing.
But Far Cry 5. Now this is what they get. Go on, Felix.
I know what they should do. They can fix that problem really fast. Far Cry 5 in Africa.
That's Far Cry 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
I played Far Cry 2, that is. Yeah.
Here's the thing, funny thing, is that nobody complained about too many black people in Far Cry 2.
Okay, look, surely there's got to be communities in any state where you'd have a majority...
That's true.
...of a particular ethnic group.
Yeah, Montana's majority white. Now,
well, you'd still got to have like a town or, you know, even a suburb where you're going to have a lot of possibly people from Asia, Middle East.
I know, like,
it's people, just not that reported on, or people go there all that often.
Yeah, they'll tend naturally, they want to self segregate because, you know, people are, you know, predisposed to be tribalistic and have in group preferences for their own, like, which is something common. You know, be it on racial grounds or just...
Here's the thing about Far Cry 5. There isn't even that many black people. Sure, there are some of a more brown skin persuasion, but that's a little more Latin than, but definitely not black.
I mean,
I feel like there's not that many black people in Far Cry 5.
You know something?
There are a few.
It just hit me that these journalists would rather, you know, they'd kill all the white cultists and then, you know, and then they'd let the black cultists, you know, do whatever they want with them. Yep. That's same archetype mindset that Peter would have of the animals.
Why don't we just let the animals rule over us, you know?
No. This is just an archetype case of, you know, let's defend the predator, even though they kind of instinctively know it would hurt them to do so.
I mean, God knows I'm already... God knows I'm already a slave to my cat.
That's a different story. Other than that, though, there is one wacky hairstyle there that's... Yeah, go on.
Well, if aliens were to take over, I guess they'd think dogs or cats ruled the world.
Yeah, because we bring them food. We do nothing but worship them.
Yeah, and then we go out and let our dog walk, and then we have to pick up its shit.
Yep.
Lovely.
All right.
And we do that kind of stuff for fun. For recreation, so we don't feel lonely.
Wait.
All right. So, any closing statements on the Far Cry 5 debacle? I want that game. I really do.
Sorry, but for me, from what I've seen, it's a game. The guys who created are trying to tell a story. And just because there are a few people in there with dark skin, a little more than what people would expect. I mean, this isn't like based in modern day, is it? It's some fantasy thing that people decided to dream up, got some experts in, and they decided to throw it out.
It is kind of like a modern-ish Montana. It's just a country town.
It's called an alternate universe, yeah?
Yeah. Funny thing is, though, like, let's not forget the little character creation thing in Far Cry 5.
I mean, the only way you could possibly see yourself in single player is by going around and looking at wanted posters. That's the only
part. Or finding a co-op buddy. I mean, there is one haircut. I mean, what? There's one haircut. If I get that game, I'm going to put one specific haircut on my character.
Mullet?
No. The Richard Spencer haircut, because it's there.
Ah, amazing. Now, if only there was a Pepe t-shirt.
Anyway, let's kind of wrap this up. And we'll kind of move on to something that's closely related with something that Peter was involved in. But not this time around, though, because that's different a year ago. But Califer 2018.
That has nothing to do with Peter.
That was last year, though. But this year, Peter had nothing to do with it. And the con has just scrapped.
Why is that?
Bad management issues, bad handling of money. They even admitted in that article that not everybody who registered can be refunded.
Califer. You can't just do that.
Right. Wouldn't you guys be pissed off? Like, you know, you pay for a con and then, like, you realize, hey, we got no more money. Call our bank. You're not getting your refund.
So you paid in order to not go to a convention.
No. Conventions are paid. It's just, yeah, that's the joke you're making. I get it now. But in essence, though, yeah, that should tell you something if they can't refund you.
It's amazing.
Why not pay more for less at this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, at that point, you'd probably just be paying like to line the pockets of the head honchos. Which I kind of have a feeling that they did with their money, too, given their management.
This is almost as bad as... What was the name of that one convention that flopped really bad because they didn't have no funding for it? DashCon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that old mess?
Yeah. But yeah, they didn't really top it, though. But.
They had to get people to pay for the con at the con.
It's standard practice, isn't it? Like, just to get registration tickets at the door.
Yeah, but no. They had to pay for it to exist at the con. As in, they had to build the con at the con.
Oh, with the ball pit. Like, let's say like $100 for this little ball pit and $1 for every ball.
Like, and they had to the people who attended the con had to pay so that the convention could reserve rooms at the hotel while they were at the convention.
You know what actually gets to me, though? This whole Califer thing. Before we do get on that, though, like they really honestly think that they're gonna come back in for next year.
But it's a sad truth that a community as dead as, say, the Bronies. That's a weird word to say.
Got fired.
Oh my god.
Even they can consistently get conventions going on. Fucking, there's this thing called Galacon that happens every single year and keeps getting funded every year, and it's still, you know, packed, jam packed with stuff and funding. It's weird that is still going on with a community as dead as the Bronies, but one of the largest communities on the internet, the furries, cannot get Califer going on.
I think it's most likely you've got the people who are running it are just incompetent. That's all.
That would be true, too. not only that, but they're really strapped for cash as it is and can't find a hotel. Well, they tried, but no dice, not a hotel. Other than that, though, the cancerous bit with all this, though, the reaction on the social media sphere.
Oh?
You know what the first thing they did when the announcement was made?
What is it?
One guess.
Anyone?
I don't got any guesses. I'm good at getting things wrong.
Well, I'm all ears.
They blamed us.
They what? Why?
Because why not blame everything on us at this point, like they seem to?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Like, that's...
Hey, speaking of which, it's almost as if we basically get blamed for existing, or we basically have these raid time machines. Like, furry raiders did all these past crimes.
Don't get it.
Hey, Joel.
Yeah?
If we're some, big furry organization, like, apparently, as it's seen as, a Nazi criminal group, where's all the money we're supposed to be hauling in?
Gee.
Yeah, where are we getting all the funding to be doing all this evil corporation stuff?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder where. I mean, I wish I had the answer to that question.
Ooh, I know. We're mining, what's the dog currency called? Sorry?
What kind of gift coin?
No.
Dogecoin. Dogecoin.
Doge. That's it. Dogecoin.
Yeah, Dogecoin. We're mining that.
Yeah.
Dogecoins.
Dogecoin.
Actually, Foxthrow at one point was mining that. He tried to get me set up with a mining rig, and when I found out the cost of electricity, I just went, nope.
Ouch.
So when it sort of bombed, it's like... Shit.
Nope. Not getting rich that way. Oh well. Now the current state of coins isn't that great. I mean, probably best to buy and then sell high. Buy low, sell high, and that's it for now. Mining's too difficult. But, you want to know why they think they blamed us?
Why is that?
No, not just that. They think we are, the boogeyman thing is one thing, ooh, big bad raiders shut down Khalifa.
How would we have done that anyway?
That's a story from 1 year ago, supposedly, because thing was, some guy decides to prank call Khalifa, well, the hotel Morava, and try to, close down a panel that the guy had reservations about. And, well... It basically was just that, because it wasn't a group that was close to us. But no, they had to pull the association logical fallacy and, lump us with it. And ergo, the furry raiders shut down the con when it wasn't shut down at all. That was 2017.
I want to give my special thanks to the Spurgs of this nation and the flag under which they scree. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, quite noble of us. in essence, though, what actually caused it down, though? Peter was somewhere near the hotel space, and they were protesting something, and that caused a security scare.
You tell hotel. Me Peter has something against furries.
Oh, they would.
Oh, they always have. At one point, they sent a letter to a con asking whether or not... real animal fur would be used in fursuits.
I would think that these people would be all about people wanting to feel closer to animals.
That's not how they see it.
Of course.
They're ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Well, go on.
It's like, animals have feelings and stuff like that. Well, we have feelings too, but... Why does it have to look at us like, we have to protect animals? Why can't we go hunt an animal? Animals hunt other animals and don't give a shit about the other animals that they're killing's feelings.
We have feelings too, but the animals want to kill us.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a eat or be eaten world.
Yeah, I mean,
dog eat dog, or in this case, man eat dog.
Oh, no.
Oh, please, no.
Don't eat dogs, people. That's not. To get back into the hole, go on.
Sorry, that letter that I was referring to was back in 2009.
Oh, yeah. They actually would have a gripe against furries, and nothing we ever do will satisfy them. Like, I mean, they don't even realize when they get thrown a joke response at them.
Don't ever let them meet Foxler. They'll
If they meet Foxler, they'll probably die from a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, I think they couldn't even possibly fathom that such a thing exists, so they got to get, like, a Lovecraftian brain tumor.
I don't doubt that. But, you know, it actually just, like, I mean, that security scare basically costed the convention space a hefty chunk of money to secure the premises, but it didn't kill the con last year. I mean, now, because of that, they're kind of a bit strapped for cash. But no, we had to be the boogeyman because of one phone call.
Sometimes I think to myself, people couldn't possibly be that stupid. Like, as a collective, mankind is much smarter than this.
Okay, look, I'm going to use sheep as an example. If you get one sheep by itself, they're generally pretty smart. But when you get 15, 20, 100, 2,000 of them, they do stupid things like run off cliffs.
The hidden analogy that people are like sheep is not lost on me.
It's, I mean, especially with these types who are willing to, you know, commit an association fallacy and think that this phone caller was tied to the furry raiders. When, spoiler alert, nope.
He was affiliated with a group that was somewhat related to ours.
Somewhat. More, you know, but there's just too much hyper-technicalities right now that I can't really, I don't really want to delve into.
The question you should be asking, is what's going to happen next year?
That's a million-dollar question, isn't it? You know,
they're just going to set their entire own convention alight and say, the Raiders did it!
I think if either they basically rebrand themselves into something new and actually succeed, or they don't.
Just add an NIA at the end and you're good. California. I can't believe they haven't done that yet.
Oh, dear. It's, I mean, honestly, California, what you don't want to call it, though. But this is California we're talking about. I think I'd state
would it actually be
mad enough if I say that? Let's probably hit them with a recreational McNuke.
McNuke?
Is that from McDonald's?
No, yeah, it's basically from... Yes, actually.
Supersized meal? Like the super, supersized meal or something like that? Like the nuke side?
Yeah,
they call it the Trump special.
The Donald Trump special.
Come on.
The Kim Jong-un special.
Yeah. It's
North Korea even have McDonald's.
I mean, they must have if you've seen the leader.
What's this barber like? Because he sure gets a bowl cut every time.
He cuts his own hair.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I see.
He's more like a retard that he is. We can't hide it. He's different. He's special.
I mean, okay. Let's say you're a kid, all right? And your father is worshipped as a god, and now he's dead, and now you're worshipped as some kind of god. What does that do to a person?
Well, frankly, I'd be like, free Yiff for everyone.
That's going to put some serious burdens on somebody.
Before we move on, like, the reaction to the whole Califer thing was, like, people were more or less ambivalent about it. Like, you know, they didn't really comment too much, or they were just simply aware that, you know, Califa's got quite a few management problems. Well, that's where they ended up.
Califer 3. Is that just... Wait, is it, so does that mean it's the, this was the third Califer going, or...
I mean, no, that's the sequel. Like, I mean, first iteration was Confurence all those years ago. That died. Second iteration is Califer as we know it. The third, only time will tell what's going to happen to them.
This is so weird.
Well,
that's like naming a franchise Mother, Earthbound, and Earthbound 2.
Look,
I don't get it.
When it comes to the furry community, you can't use the word weird, because then you have to have a definition of something that's normal.
Okay. Here's a definition of something that's normal. It's normal to get some goddamn professionals to do your goddamn organization.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
I mean, yeah, that's not the best either. I mean, furries. I mean, I'd basically wager to say you probably shouldn't put liberals in management.
No, I mean, yeah, you should. Just not ones that dote their political view as the first thing that part of their identity. People are so obsessed with politics these days. But that's a can of whoop-ass for another time.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of on. Yeah, we'll move on from here. I think we'll probably kind of skip over as well while we're still talking about furries about this whole, you know, how one article basically named. Mentioned furries in a bunch of, you know, in an archetype for anime convention goers.
I'm sorry?
Like, I mean, the Ranker one, basically, which I kind of sent you, basically, you know, they mentioned furries onto a list of anime convention goers and said a couple of odd, you know, mixed messages. I mean, either furries are...
Yeah, I've read that article, yeah.
Yeah, kind and supportive, or furries are neo-Nazis.
You're one or the other. There's no in between.
Yeah. Oh, you're joy.
Either you're kind and supportive and suck everyone's dicks all the time, or you're a neo-Nazi that wants to see Jews burn.
What if you're both?
Oh my god, the world is not ready.
I mean, to make this all the more funnier, the writer basically cites the Rolling Stone as the source because the Rolling Stone wrote last year, "Does the furry community have a Nazi problem?"
Let me guess. They use an image of the Raiders.
I mean, did it?
The thing is, that makes me sad.
Lost their thingoed, but I mean, that was when the RMFC thing just. Went over and blown over and made waves. And for them to cite that, yeah. The author basically had no pretense of doing their homework and called us a mixed bag and just, you know what, they rated us as a community compared to anime congoers. A 5 out of 10.
Yeah. Anime.
Now, let's ask this. How would we improve the rating for furries if they went to anime cons?
You can't.
I have to agree with you.
No matter where a furry will go, there will always be a stigma following it, whether it's them causing it or if it's other people placing it. Because let's be honest, furries are really, really good at reinforcing stereotypes.
They don't want to let go of it. They make their own, yet they don't want to let go of it.
The issue we've got is that you've got a lot of people who are loud, obnoxious, really stupid or seriously wrong with whatever you want to go with. So I'm just ranting here. And unfortunately, those people get drilled into the minds of the community or, you know, everybody in general.
It's the bad apples that everyone remembers.
I can recall talking to somebody online who actually found out about furries because somebody in their town that everybody knew would sit in their basement, wear some fairy ears and called himself a fairy. And he was sort of like a, you know, someone off to the side, a black sheep of the community, a black sheep in the community. When they found out what the fairy community was more like, no, they jumped straight into it head first.
The literal way.
But it wasn't until they realized that
you won.
This one freak wasn't the, you know, be all end all.
I was about to say those exact same words, word for word. That's actually kind of scary.
You could read each other's minds.
Yeah, maybe we're on a wavelength.
I mean,
you're one with wavelength.
Like, I mean, if you basically get the impression of furry from a furry or a non-furry, which would you prefer? Yeah, let's say you know nothing about furry.
That's a difficult one. Okay. I guess I would take it more from a furry. Because this is unfair. When I was young, most of the Disney movies I watched featured talking or otherwise anthropomorphic animals. My parents sort of didn't see that one coming, I guess. But I was already like into, you know, that whole thing. So when I discovered at the age of 10, 11, that there was a community about it, years later, I was like, shit, yeah, why not? You know, let's join on in. Let's see what goes on. So, I mean, I joined from afar. I didn't know anything about furries. I just kind of came across, basically what is essentially just a picture of Crystal eating a sandwich, and that's all it took.
That's funny. That's kind of like the same story as me, but I found out about it at a young age, watched talking animal movies and shows, and then just went in head first, not knowing anything about the fandom till then I started looking stuff up.
Oh.
I got the internet when I was about 21 at my own place.
91?
At about 21. At which point I started exploring and I came across a couple of comics. Thought they were interesting, looked a little more into it and discovered the furry community and was like, oh, and this was back way before social media was a thing. Things back then were pretty good. It was nice to go around and talk with people, but now you get just a bunch of, ugh, it's insane.
Things were simple. I miss the Newgrounds era. Does anybody else miss the Newgrounds era?
I kind of do, yeah.
I didn't participate in that, unfortunately, but I was around at that point in time as well, so...
I wasn't too active around that part of the net, though, at that era. What?
It was a better time.
I didn't find furry until 2009.
I didn't find furry till 2014. Oh no! I'm one of those.
Say 2014. So mine was 10 years ago. So I guess 2008 was the time I found the furries.
In all truth of it, they can't really help their own reputation. Like if they just explained it to, you know, normies.
The tiniest little ring.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be too surprised too that they'd have to resort to in-jokes and our own, you know, their own furry lexicon, and then the normal person would be just like, you know, staring ahead like, what's this guy going on about?
Can we have a furry lexicon and call it the Wexicon?
Oh, I wish. I do so wonder when that big furry dictionary is going to come out.
The dictionary, yeah.
I really hope that if we do get a dictionary like that, that it will give somebody a concussion if it falls on their head.
Oh, whoa, what's this word?
Wait.
Seriously, though. I mean, come on, think about it. A proper dictionary is going to be enough to knock someone out in a serious way.
There are so many terms in the furry community.
Yeah.
The one to knock people out would be the Yiftionary.
The Yiftionary. Yeah.
That would be the perfect name for it.
And there's a whole subsection called Affluence.
First, you have to go through all the single words and that furry's made of.
Yeah. Yeah. Rainbow.
So, then you have to go through the whole social slang words. Like, oh, whoa. I will reiterate, though, that Breitbart did nothing wrong when they used it to show Marine Le Pen, and a lot of furries spurged out at them.
Man. What a time to be alive, isn't it?
Oh, we're in the most interesting timeline.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We definitely had a good old Nat 20 on our world tendency.
Ooh.
Oh. That's both a Dungeons & Dragons and a Demon Souls joke.
Oh, man. No, if only that. I'm just thinking about their remaster.
Ah, yeah, the Dark Souls remaster that nobody's going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
What a great job they did. Absolutely none at all. The furries are a weird bunch.
In all fairness, though, like every you name whatever archetype, though, like I would just say, you know, and you'd say you'd probably how would you rate out of a scale of 10, like on their impact on the fandom, whether it's positive or negative, like whatever archetype that I throw at you, like say we start with the baby furs.
Best kept on Ink Bunny.
baby furs.
A group I'd prefer not to have contact with.
Yeah.
Best kept on Ink Bunny. I'll tell you that much. That's where I'm going to keep it. Ink Bunny, the place where all the cup stuff is.
How did you score them kind of out of 10 out of it, you know? Hard to say because I haven't given you a metric, have I?
Like, I'm gonna say 9, and then not as in the number 9, as in 9.
9, 9, 9.
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with Can's profile picture here, which has a guy holding up a sign going no, 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 no. I'm gonna agree with that.
Yeah, as well as all the other furry archetypes too, like. Oh god! Like a couple of
gray
weeks ago,
a good thing. The gray muzzles are definitely the backbone of the furry community.
Yeah, definitely plus. But you know, if I want to say no, 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 it'd have to be the people who go out and wear fetish gear, like they did at Furry Weekend Atlanta.
Yeah, why would you do that? That's just public indecency.
I'm sorry, that was just no.
Oh my god!
It's something you want to kill with fire in it.
No, it's something you want to kill with a nuke.
No, it's something you want to kill with bleach.
Just want to toss a shovel that has a smiley face on it at it. Far Cry 5 joke.
Shovel?
Sorry?
It's a weapon in Far Cry 5.
Oh.
You have a shovel that had, yeah, and there's a smiley face painted on it, and you throw it like a javelin, instantly kills people.
Damn, I should start throwing shovels at people I really don't like.
Yeah, definitely.
What was that plane called? The Enola Roller Gay or something?
Enola Gay.
Yeah, the Enola Gay. Send that after it.
Yeah. Man, we've come a long way in the way of nukes. Considering the Fab Boy and the other one. The Nagasaki and the Hiroshima ones, they don't even register in the size scale of the average nuke we have nowadays.
They tried at first, and I mean, you know, props like, for them, you know, that, you know, they had to stop the war.
The nukes we have nowadays, the Hiroshima Nagasaki ones dwarf in comparison to that.
Nukes are boring.
Yeah, we should have a crusade. A crusade is the way to go.
Agree with you on that one, man. We really have to bring back Deus Vault.
Deus Vault!
Much against anyone's objection, though. Oh, but...
I'm getting objections. If you have no objections in the next 5 seconds, that means it's a good idea.
Oh, there will be a day of soul in our lifetime, I'll say that.
Hey, Dolt.
Yeah?
I just thought of something. We have furries and bronies and normies. Furries and bronies have conventions. We should make a normie convention.
What are we going to call it?
Clearly not NormieCon, is it?
What about Pink? PinkCon.
That would be like something for the band, or for what's her name, Pink.
Yeah.
With that exclamation instead of an I.
We could call them fleshies.
Oh, shit.
You know what furry people like? They call them humans.
Humans.
Yeah.
We'll be on the F list. We'll register them on
the index. No, I mean, I think they spell them with a Y-O-O instead of a U. Hey, how do you pronounce a U with a dot on the top or something?
That's basically U. Yeah.
The U with the two dots over the top, that's the umlaut, that's a U.
Human. That's basically because sometimes people spell it like furry spell like H O O man.
Human.
I listen to a lot of Rammstein. You pick up words that you don't understand but you can pronounce.
Please never say Rammstein ever again.
No, it's Rammstein. I messed it up.
Oh god! Somebody's gonna kill me for mispronouncing that band.
Let me ask you something. Who came up with the fucking theory of relativity? It ain't fucking Albert Einstein, is it?
Oh joy! All right. We'll just kind of wrap this last one up with the whole story about Tacklebox.
Oh my! I've heard of this one.
Taco Bell?
Tacklebox. Yeah.
He's basically a highly known furry artist. And well, say what you will about his art. Like, I mean, many of you find it good,
It's exquisitely made.
He got lynched, basically, because one of his artworks seemed to look cub-ish. And I mean, I've sent you that picture. Like, what do you think? Is that actually cub or not?
Well... As someone who can't say to be anywhere involved with that kind of stuff, I'd say nah. I'm looking at it right now. It's the character design for Bark and Parker, right?
Hey, Jolt, I never got it.
It's just that hyena for once, and then
okay. Yeah, so. I'll have to say, not really. Kind of looks like your average Mish character.
Like, I mean, it's the accusation is a stretch, isn't it? Like, I mean, heaven forbid that cartoony characters are fingered.
Didn't that guy also come under fire for one of his characters looking vaguely like someone's dog?
Yeah, he did. Like, honestly, they basically decided to track down the inspiration for what one picture. They actually tracked down the owner of the actual dog and so on and so on, probably pointed it out. And the owner of said dog had to give a little statement saying that, you know, they never licensed Tacklebox. Use their likeness.
What the fuck?
Like, here's the thing. Go on.
No, I'm done.
Here's the thing that gets to us, you know? That any furry at this point can be lynched because they look their persona looks like an actual real world animal. Like, I know, Red, you would be lynched for looking like somebody's pet raccoon.
Who the fuck has pet raccoon?
I did.
Oh, okay. How was it? What was their name?
The mother whose name was Samlet. Then we had another one named Spartan, which was one of her kids. Then we had Then we had Welch, and then we had the run to the litter was Tiny.
That is adorable. But yeah, I don't think that like if people are gonna get upset because I got a Tanuki as a Sona,
And it's like, but that looks a lot like my pet raccoon. I can't let you do that, Star Fox. And I was like, no, I don't care.
It's almost as if they like the owners are basically going to come on to you like, take that down. You look like me. Blah, blah, blah. Autistic screeching. I want credit.
Look, okay. Okay, look, when it comes to so-called impersonation or looks like, if someone's dog has their picture plastered thousands of times over the internet, millions of times, and millions of people know of it, then yes, there is some say. But if someone's occasionally posted a photo of their dog on Facebook or Twitch or wherever, only like a few times, someone creates a character 2 or 3 years later that has a similar sort of style. I mean, I honestly don't see how you can go off about that. You're impersonating my dog or you're impersonating my pet.
Yeah, I mean, all they had to do was basically squint at this and just say, "There, this is a coincidence. You know, this is uncanny resemblance."
Can I sue your average soy boy for kind of looking like me?
Wait.
What?
Wait, does that mean...
You invented the soy face?
No, I did not invent the soy face. I never did the soy face, and I will never do the soy face. But I naturally look a little bit like a soy boy, which is, I'm trying to fix that. But they're making it into a fashion statement. I fucking hate that. Because these are very unhealthy body conditions, right? And I'm gonna have to sue them for looking like me. No one should make an effort to look like a total beta cuck.
Sorry, to go off topic about the whole suing thing. Apparently, Microsoft have tried to sue this one dude in the US for selling fake restore discs. And I always thought that. The only person or company that could actually sue for copyright infringement would be the original rights holders of what's actually being copied. And because you can't see software, it was a photo of a disc. The disc wasn't being produced and handed out by Microsoft. It was being produced and handed out by Dell. So I would have thought Dell would have had the right to have gone off and sued him for copyright infringement, but the whole suing thing's just nuts.
If you were in America, your dog could shit on someone's lawn, and just before you pick it up, the guy could come out and say, I'm suing you for that.
Or he could come out with a 12-gauge and blow you away.
Oh, whoa.
With his amazing shotgun skills.
Hippity hoppity, get off my property.
It'd be some guy coming out with like a shotgun out of like a trailer with like a hillbilly hillbilly screeching at you. Get off my property!
Now I can't help but think of Cletus.
Oh man, just very bad. Nah, I'd prefer to be Ancapistan Vat with the anarcho-capitalist snake.
Snack.
Yeah, Pino Snack. In essence, though, this whole lynching, imagine if they tried, lynching my sona for like a real world dingo, because purple squirrels have been very rarely seen in the real world.
Nah, I once saw a purple squirrel. I once saw a purple squirrel in real life. I do not have any pictures, but you have to take my word of mouth for it, and therefore, you are insensitive.
What kind of shrooms were you on when you seen that purple squirrel?
That is inconsequential to the question.
No, there is an actual movie where the main character is a purple squirrel.
Oh, no.
Is that really?
They're going to have to... I'm going to be cringe for that. I think I'll take my chances with the real world claim. These days, evidence is trivial if you're gonna, lynch someone.
Look, in order to get for someone to be lynched or for someone to be attacked or people to go batshit crazy. All it takes is someone with a loud enough voice to trigger enough people in a blind rage to go off and do something really stupid.
Yep, they just did that now. I mean, that's just on the side, you know, that Tacklebox also happened to have like an alternate account where he supposedly had Cub. And, you know, when they found out, it had to be damaged. There was, I don't know, it was gone. And, you know, now it's just either people just don't think of this or they just, it's left a sour taste in their mouths. But, yeah, so I see, yeah, I see. In essence, though, I mean, you could, Red, if that's kind of what you kind of look like, though, you may have grounds to try, you know, try get things when somebody pulls, you know, when somebody looks of soy.
I don't even eat any soy products or consume soy milk. I hate the fucking stuff.
I love soybeans.
Ooh, do be a bit, I don't know, cautious though. I mean, it's just that lynching has now become the hot thing for furries to do on the Twitters, and that's, you already know that Twitters is cancer. That just cannot die fast.
Look, from what I understand, lynching became popular with the KKK, so anyone who wants to sort of start doing that sort of stuff probably wants to look at the history.
What, they're not being white people, man.
Yeah, now white people are being, you know, they're reverse lynching. But no.
Joke's on you, I'm into that.
Can I fetish shame you?
Oh, definitely. Just grab a man thing catcher from Vermintide. Just dip me on the pole in the ground, I'll be gone in 5 seconds.
Oh, it could be worse, though. I mean,
it could be. It could be a lot better, too.
Oh.
So what exactly happened to the guy in the end, anyway? Is he in hospital, or?
He's still in it, though. He's still fine, though. I mean, the lynching was just nothing more than, you know, it's furries, it's drama. It's just another day in the freaking social media sphere.
Oh, a sword lynching ended up with someone dead.
No. I mean, witch hunts. I mean, the more formal term would be witch hunts, but I suppose
that's why I prefer the term has come under fire.
Yeah, I mean, they just decided to go after, you know, that sort of slight. But
I'll tell you that much: it cannot possibly get any worse than Jason FX. That is like the height of how bad an artist can be.
I mean, there's no shortage of artists like that, though. But in essence, though, it's, I mean, this is essentially a case of furries basically projecting some cases of their own, you know, double standards, hypocrisy, you name it, just to hide their own finger, you know?
It's the weirdest.
Like, you know, it's ivory tower sort of, you know, moral faggery. If anything else.
I think you meant to say moral faggotry.
Yeah. But I think we've basically come a little kind of close here, though, to wrapping this up. So, kind of, you know, what do you think so far that we've discussed all around the show?
I weep for humanity.
The direction we're going is we're gonna need something big, something
serious. We're gonna need a lot of maxi pads to cover up all those periods people are having.
Probably not the best reference.
Nor is it would be the best solution to that problem.
Alright.
When's the smart pea going to come out of the pod?
That's a million-dollar question that I wish I had the answer to. I mean, I was, if nothing else propped up, I was going to talk about freaking Kanye West.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
God damn it, I messed that up.
No, 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 no. I really, really did want to talk about Kanye West at some point because of what he just
Kanye
recently
West.
No, Joel, you said Kanye West, and then I was like, oh no, and then went another one, which was DJ Khaled, and now it's going to be a meme.
The salt that Kanye West mined was glorious.
Let's just talk about Kanye West again, all right?
One day we'll kind of leave it at that because I think we're kind of, you know, cutting way too close to time.
Let's make a Kanye West convention. Call it Kanye Fest.
Kanye Fest.
Yeah, and then there'll be two tiers, Kanye Best and Kanye Rest.
What about the Kanye Last?
Well, they'll be going on a Kanye quest.
So, in all sorts of words, though, like, you guys have got any closing statements?
PayPal really blew things up. They're turning around and they're charging Australians about $5 to $6 to send money between people. But when it comes to buying off sites like eBay or actual proper companies, you don't get that fee.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just used PayPal just a couple hours ago and yeah, bummed.
I've got a good closing statement. Today I bought a bag of chips and then I was walking and then gave it to a homeless person in need.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
I've also got a closing statement. This one's not as happy. My name is Red, and I want to be dead.
I'd start with the black. I should probably start slapping you for whatever black pills you've been taking.
That's the good old black beans I've been consuming from down south.
Beans are good for your heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. Let's eat beans at every meal.
That is a good one.
Nope, not like beans. But yeah, in short, though, like... thanks you guys for listening to this episode. I hope you were quite entertained and quite happy that we were producing this too, even though, you know, I screwed up the most over this span of the day with scheduling, finding people, and then finding out that they just had to cancel at the last minute, which sent me into this wild goose chase.
I think everyone can understand shit happens.
Yeah, well, when I'm the one that's basically gone off and picked bad scheduling, you know, it could be worse, though. One of our hosts could have gone on and appeared on the show super, super drunk if I were to have done it.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Hello, guys. I'm part of the Raiders and I'm drunk.
No. It's not that. The guy would have been, like, drunk singing. No. He would be drunk singing in the name of God.
It would probably sound like it'd be
glorious of him to do so, though. I mean,
full support. Can I change my clothing statement?
I think they've probably said enough that needs to be said. But other than that, though...
I got one more thing. Subscribe to the Raiders on YouTube.
And don't forget to find our podcast on, if you missed this, on Podbean or on iTunes.
Oh, I've got a better one. Remember, if you're in Finland, they're not drunk. They're just Finnish.
Bugger. Noble, why not just round this off too?
Don't drink and drive, kids.
Try to keep a straight head. Pull your head out of your ass.
I'm still trying to pull mine out of my ass.
My voice is muffled from me pulling my mine out of my
ass. Sense, though. Other than that, though, this is all for this episode. I bid you farewell. Until next time, signing out.
Laters.
Bye-bye.